Monday. It's 3 o'clock now. Live from London, Chris Moyles.
Love sitting by the sea, don't you, Dave?
Ah, this really is the life. Sun, sea and sangria.
What?
Sun, sea and sangria.
Who's she?
It's a drink, you fool.
I'm so bonkers, me.
Who's that?
I don't know, I haven't answered it yet. Okay. Hello? Oh, hello, Andy. It's Andy Parfit, our boss.
Is he ringing your Juan-to-Juan phone in Spain?
Yes. Hola, Andy. We're in Spain. What? We start back today. Apparently, we're meant to be back there today.
No way.
Yes, wait.
Let's go.
Okay, then.
T-10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
Hello, everyone. We're back.
Olé.
And look, here's the Radio 1 Welcome Home Band.
It's so nice that they turned out to see us.
I'd rather be back on the beach, to be perfectly honest.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you as well.
Come on in.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
We're in already.
Close the door.
Oh, sorry. Close the door, Dave. Okay.
It's closed.
Oh, what a nice reception. Thank you very much for welcoming us back to the Radio 1 family.
You're home once more.
To be quite honest, I think we should go back to the beach in that fast car.
Go on, then.
All right, then. The great sounds of Blink 182 and all the small things. And for that, Wycliffe with Perfect Gentlemen. Hola, Dave.
Nobody believes that we're in Spain.
Fair enough. Then.
Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, Thin Lizzy.
Oh, where did you spring from?
And Will, Sexy Radio for a Sexy Generation.
Dude, that kicks ass.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Well, what a nice time we had on holiday. Away from work for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great to be back. It
I
really
feel
is.
Refreshed.
Do you?
Mm.
Okay. And we're brown, and yes, we do have white bits. Would you like to see my white bits, Lizzie?
Yes, please.
Okay.
That's the first person that said that since you've been back.
Is that right? What?
It's like a big ball of cheese.
What, my arse?
Yeah.
My arse doesn't look anything like cheese. If you don't mind. We had a great time. We went to somewhere nice and hot and sticky and humid. We had 2 weeks in the Radio 1 office upstairs. And Will has now gone away, which obviously makes a lot of sense. So instead of Will for this week, we have producer Claire. They put a chick on the show.
I know.
Yeah.
So we now have two chicks.
Hi, my darling.
Hello.
Oh. And she's a very beautiful, voluptuous young woman.
Yeah.
So it's a complete contrast having Lizzie on the show. How was your holiday? You went to Canada, didn't you?
Yes, my holiday was lovely. Thank you very much.
Did you stay inside for 2 weeks?
Yeah, it rained. It was shocking.
I thought so, yeah. I got a lovely tan, don't you think?
Yeah.
Although, the only thing is, being a slightly larger gentleman, I don't really like sunbathing, so I can't really do that lying flat on my back on a sun lounger thing. So what I do is I sit up. The only problem with that is you end up with white marks under your boobs.
Under your beer boobs?
Claire, obviously, you never have this problem, Lizzie. But, Claire, I'd imagine you... Have you ever suffered from white marks under your boobs? That's a yes, then. Good. Would like to see them?
Yeah.
Because I'm fairly...
I asked you on Saturday, you wouldn't show
me. I'm quite a nice colour. But look, it's just a little bit... See, now, if I lean forward, you don't really notice.
You should borrow Dave's fake tan to fill in the bits.
You think? It's not a bad colour, though.
Hang on. But you can't just lean forward and walk around like a hunchback.
Well, no, but I'm not planning to walk around topless, am I? Because you do that on holiday. You don't do it when you go back. But it was, we had a lot of fun, it was nice. I went to, out to this lovely quiet place I went to last year, and it was C-list celebrity heaven. We saw so many famous people. The first famous person we saw in the same bar that we were drinking in was Des Barnes from Coronation Street.
Wow.
Remember Des Barnes?
Yeah.
And during the course of my 10 days out there, I also managed to bump into Beverly Callard, right? Who used to be that woman in Coronation Street, but I can't remember her name, but she was Jim's wife, right? And we also saw Beppe from EastEnders.
Greco.
Yeah, and the bloke who played Roy in Emmerdale, who was in one episode of Clocking Off.
Right.
And, Ant and Dec. So,
famous people are going.
Oh, it was rocking, hanging out with the rich and famous. Yeah. I never knew that Filey was so popular with all the celebrities.
Apparently it's getting very popular these days.
Wow. Yeah. But we are home now, back at Radio 1, and, what's happened is, because the nation missed us, as I said before, when I'm not here, it causes
a hardship for the nation.
And we do have some welcome home messages. Would you like to hear the first of many?
Yes, please.
Here we go.
This music again.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Hi, Chris and Dave. It's Paul from Big Brother here. Just want to welcome you back from your holiday. Hope you didn't get up to too much mischief over there. And, you know, we'll come along. We'll see your white bits at some point. And my mate, really, you made his day when you turned around and called him a pillock. Yeah. That was fantastic. I think it was at one of the evictions. He was, like, drunk and falling around and stuff.
Was.
And you called him a pillock on the radio. And he loves you for it. So there you go.
Thank you.
Terrific. All our, you know, best friends taking time out to welcome us back.
I find that's nice that, you know, to welcome home we've missed you from somebody we've never met before and somebody also hasn't listened to the show for at least 7 weeks.
Mm.
So even though we've only been away for two, how did he possibly know that?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? But we do have more. Would you like to hear another one?
How many more?
There's thousands.
Really?
Yeah, there's thousands.
Roll the tape.
Right, we'll play one more. Are you showing me the time, Claire? No, okay. I don't care. It's almost quarter past three. Right, here we go. This one's very important, by the way. Very important.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Chris. It's Will Kinder here, star of the Chris Moore Show on Radio 1. I just want to say how delighted I am that you're back on the air, so much so that I've gone on holiday for 2 weeks to Castle Greyhead. Anyway, have a good couple of weeks. Bye.
That's very touching. Yeah, was he eating at the time? It sounded like he's having his lunch.
I don't know. Is he? Do you think he sounded as though he was eating?
I guess someone in his mouth.
Well, maybe... Excuse me? No, I don't know.
I'm not disappointed in you.
That doesn't sound like anything like him.
He sounds like, almost like Hella from Big Brother on that clip, doesn't he? Lovely. Right, we're back then.
So where's Will?
He's in Castle Greyhead. He's gone away for... Well, I thought it was away for 2 weeks, but Claire's told us she's only producing the show for 1 week. So either Will's just away for a week, or he's back. Or he's away for 2 weeks, and they don't trust Claire with the show for
That's
2 weeks.
True.
Well, there's obviously some kind of problem.
Maybe you're like on a sort of, you know, trial scheme.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be doing Trevor next week.
You're supposed to be doing Trevor next week. Yeah, good luck to you.
Yeah.
Say hi to the wife and kids for us. Anyway, here you go. Well, what are you working on next week?
Trevor.
Well, okay.
Maybe next week we'll be on our own, like with no grown-ups.
Maybe they're going to let Lizzie produce the show for a week. Would you like that, Lizzie?
Yeah, and I'm covering for Andy the following week when he goes away on holiday.
Andy who?
Andy Parfitt.
Parf Daddy?
Yeah.
Will you be running the station?
Probably, yeah, and think Greg Dyke goes away the following week, so I'm going to sit in for him as well.
Well, the director general?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Let's hope you're not rubbish at that job.
Unless you'd be wicked.
Yeah. If you're the DJ of the BBC, would you still be able to, you know, look after Radio 1?
I'm sure, yeah.
There's an awful lot of responsibilities.
Well, yeah, especially with the day-to-day working.
I'm not very worried.
Okay. You really are a wascot, aren't you? Roland Watt superstar here.
Watt fame.
So you want to hear another welcome home?
Yeah.
From a top celebrity?
Yeah.
All right, roll the tape.
Hi, boys, it's Adam Rickett calling. It's been away, I've had a wicked time. Chris Anna tells me that the beer barrel's gone and it's developing into a bit of a six-pack, so bless you for that.
Yeah.
Just hope you didn't scare anyone on the beach in a thong or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But you had a wicked time, man. It's good to have you back, boys.
Thank you.
Good to hear him again.
Well, he's not busy, is he?
No.
Do you know what I mean? I'd imagine that Lizzie probably rung him up and he goes, hi, I'm available. Is that something like that?
No, I contacted his agent.
He still has an agent. Can you give away somebody commission when you're working at McDonald's? How much is that?
Check his diary.
Yeah, free. Free. Yeah, free. Thursday, free.
Adam Ricketts' diary at the moment. Monday, woke up. Monday night, went to bed. Tuesday, woke up. We've got lots of these celebrities from the world of television, film, music, and people in the office at radio.
I mean, all the way through the show.
I think all the way in the first half hour, right. Otherwise it could get very tedious. Mm. But would you like to hear another one from one of our esteemed colleagues?
Yeah, please.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Welcome back, Mr. Oh, sorry. Sorry,
you crashed it.
Sorry. Ready?
Yeah.
Welcome back, Chris and Dave. We're really glad to know that you're going to be back between 3 and 6 every day.
Spoonie.
We've missed you loads.
Cheers, thanks.
The place hasn't been the same without you.
Thank you very much, Spoonie.
Please don't go away again.
Okay, Spoonie.
We really miss it when you're not here.
Okay, thanks.
And as I said before,
yeah,
we're really glad to have you back at Radio 1.
Thank you, Spoonie. That's
Yeah. Yeah, right. Can't wait to see you again, mate.
Thank you.
Over the moon. Absolutely made up.
Is that what you wanted me to say? Can I have my week off now?
I think you could hear the emotion in his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the prospect of a 2-week holiday. That's the sound of Limp Bizkit. On Radio 1! I'm copying my hand of High Life. This is the British Airways magazine.
I've read that before.
Before I went on holiday, we went on to do One Big Sunday in Irvine, and I was reading the British Airways magazine High Life on the plane, and then I read it again back, flying back from Glasgow to London. And the next day I read it as I flew out to Spain, and on the way back he had indeed the same issue, so I managed to read this cover to cover 4 times.
Great.
It's a fascinating magazine, which I don't know if you meant to take with you, I'm sure they don't mind. And it has a Sade on the cover, an interview with Sade, and there's also an article about tequila, and pictures about rugs, and I don't really understand.
I think you're supposed to keep that in the seat back pocket for the benefit of other passengers, aren't you?
Yeah, screw them, I don't care. I was in first. So anyway, so what I've done is, if you go to the back of the magazine, there's the Shopping the World. Which is what they call it, Shopping the World.
This is where they have, like, little models of planes and stuff.
No,
and teddy
bears. Well, it's the stuff that you can buy, yeah. So, if you'd like to buy anything, this is where it is. What they've done is, I don't know who's written it, but obviously somebody's taking this job very, very seriously, okay?
Mm.
So the first thing you open up is a picture of Minnie Driver. See that there?
Yeah.
And I'll read it to you. Okay, you tell me this is a little bit over the top.
Okay.
Star of High Heels and Low Life's out this month. Minnie Driver is a British-born actress who we all fell in love with as Matt Damon's love interest in Good Will Hunting. Now she's back, co-starring with Mary McCormack, in this action flick about two best friends who get drawn into a bank heist and then conspire to blackmail the robbers for $2 million. Get Minnie's look, which recently landed her top spot of a Hollywood Best Dressed list, with a pair of Gucci sunglasses. Now,
I'm... tenuous, isn't it?
It's not the best way to sell sunglasses, is it?
No.
So I flick over, right, and there's a picture of Jerry Hall. So I go, okay. Jerry Hall celebrates her 45th birthday this month. Earlier this year, she played a mature seductress in London stage adaptation of The Graduate, appearing to the delight of her many male fans, completely naked on stage. A fashion icon in the 1970s, the statuesque Texan beauty oozes style and glamour. With the bittersweet Mick Jagger days behind her, she still parties with friends, all of which she has so many, all the Rolling Stones wives for a start, she says. On the subject of men, Jerry knows exactly the type of man she wants to seduce. I'd never ever knowingly go out with a married man, that's my number one rule, she said. To exude Jerry's sensuality, by Touch by Burberry. And that's advertising this silly, smelly stuff for women. I don't understand the marketing at all. Do you want to know the best one?
Are there more?
8:59 this month, Harrison Ford has earned himself the label of Star of the Century, so named because he is the only actor to have appeared in more than one of the top 10 biggest grossing movies of all time. His roles as slick businessman are memorable in both the 1980s classic Working Girl and the remake of Sabrina in the mid-1990s. In Working Girl, Harrison played an investment broker. Technology has advanced somewhat since this film, and boys who love their toys will now be playing with their Cyan Palm Top computer available on this flight.
I don't understand.
It's just a silly, big load of rubbish for the sell.
They're trying to hoodwink us.
Anyway, the Cyan's really good, though. Jennifer Lopez and Ain't It Funny. No, is the answer.
It's like being back on holiday again.
What? Fat ass Latino women everywhere.
That's a Spanish vibe. Oh, Spirito de Punta.
Tasco binoculars. Whether you're tiger watching or scouring the skies for aliens, these binoculars will bring the universe 8 times closer than the naked eye. $29.95. Can you believe this? You can ready your life with this machine while you relax with a cocktail. Touch type your letter of resignation, email your office from the comfort of your deck chair, and then browse the web to find out surfing conditions. Celebrity users include Cherry Blair and Kai Minogue. The Scion Series palm top computer, £340.
Whoever wrote that should touch type their resignation.
This is reading from the Shopping the World section of High Life magazine. If you're flying anywhere this summer with British Airways, I'm going to the news in a minute. I'm finishing my bit. Jesus Christ. And the would you like to know about the Raymond Wheel Tango watch?
Very much so.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. There's no excuse for running late with this handsome Swiss watch. Waterproof to 50 metres with quartz movement, it comes with a year-long guarantee. The watch has a classic face with Roman numerals, and it's been carefully designed to keep perfect time, whether you do or not. Long hold only, £275.
Sounds terrific.
Isn't that a bargain?
Radio 1.
Anyway, more offers from iLife magazine coming up later on. We'll play music from D12 next. Here's Carolyn with news. It's 3:30.
Police investigate the deaths of the three...
Fresher air for us all.
Radio 1 News beat more.
Who was he?
He was Mr. Darren Bett.
From?
From the BBC Weather Centre.
That sounds like you just lifted the weather off the telly.
No, we didn't, you see.
If you... Right, seriously.
Yeah.
If you close your eyes...
Yeah.
And you imagine a man standing in front of a weather map, moving his arm across the UK, and play the clip again.
Well, it's already turned cooler and fresher across Scotland and Northern Ireland. And although across England and Wales
moving
it's going
hands.
To be very warm over the next few days,
right.
It's not going to be quite as hot as it
looking
was
the
over
barrel.
The weekend. And then by the end of the week, it's all changed.
Map changes.
Some rain moving in from the west.
Push his
and
hands.
That's going to bring a return to some cooler and fresher air for us all.
Now here's the travel news with Tara. Well, as we look down on the city today, we can see... Are you sure you didn't nick that?
Definitely. I see what you're saying, but you're wrong.
It's rubbish anyway, because I read in the paper on the plane back that it was going to be hot for 2 weeks.
In southeast England.
Since when have weathermen been able to predict the weather anyway? And since when have I been able to say the word predict without stumbling? Are you pleased to have us back?
Very pleased.
Can you record a welcome home message for us?
I'll just go and finish one off now.
I'm sorry to hear that. Here's another one, Dave.
Okay. Hey, how you doing, people? This is Russ from Damage. And listen, Chris and Dave, listen, I haven't really missed you, but they told me to say I missed you.
Right.
But I haven't really, but it's good to see you back on the radio and keep doing what you're doing. Not really.
Big up yourself.
Oh, they really are funny, them Damage boys, aren't they? Oh, I love Damage, don't you?
I love Damage, too.
And congratulations to them, by the way, for entering the chart the other week. Did they enter the chart?
Don't know. No. Russ from Damage.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, how you doing, people? This is Russ from Damage.
There you go.
Russ.
Oh, it's a very hip hop boy name.
I've been so many places, I've seen so many faces, but nothing compares.
That's juxtaposed with you from Super Furry Animals. Would you like to hear another welcome home message? We have many welcome home messages from the stars of stage and screen. Dave, would you like to hear another one?
I don't think you'd be able to better the one from Russ from Damage, but try.
I think you'd be wrong. There are two more. One, you will be so shocked. You'll be shocked at both that we managed to get these celebrities. I'll play quite shocking and impressive. First, and then I'll play very shocking and very impressive. Ready?
Yeah.
Roll the tape, here we go.
Alright, Chris, alright, Dave. This is Mark B from Mark B and Blade. Wishing you a happy return from your holiday.
Thank you.
A nice one, mate.
Alright, Chris, alright, Dave. This is Mr. Letts from Mark B and Blade. Glad you're back from your holidays. Long time no see. You know what I mean? Have a good show.
It's Mr. Lex. Mr. Ledge. He's a 42-year-old rapper, and he fancies 18-year-old girls.
I thought the whole point was that there was Mark B and Blade.
Oh, well...
And where does Mr. Ledge come in?
Blade had a cold. So, Mr. Ledge filled in for him. Nice, isn't it? Do you know anything about Mark B and Blade, Claire?
Not really, no.
Maybe his name is Blade Lech.
Maybe. Or Lech Blade.
Maybe it is. And his brother Switch.
Yeah.
Right. And this is the most impressive one that we've had.
You can't build any higher.
Well, this is the pièce de résistance.
Right. Ready?
Here we go.
Hey, yo, this is Mega Man from Soul Solid Crew, and I'm saying hi to Mr. Chris and Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to guide you back on your way back from your holidays, yeah? K2 Soul Solid K2. Out.
Mega Mouse, was that? Who's that? Mega Mouse, was it?
For the Soul Solid Crew,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
You know, the Soul Solid Crew.
Yeah.
But he's going to guide us back from our holidays. So obviously he was piloting the plane that I was on. Let's have a listen to that again.
Hey, yo, this is Mega Man from Soul Solid Crew.
Mega Muff, I think his name is.
Hey, yo, this is Mega Man from Soul Solid Crew, and I'm saying hi to Mr. Chris and Dave. Yeah, and I'm going to guide you back on your way back from your holidays. Yeah.
Oh, currently cruising at 35,000 feet.
Is this Captain Muff your pilot?
Captain Mega Muff. Watch out, the landing might be a bit hairy.
Yeah. K2, so solid K2, out.
There you go. K2, so solid K2, out. Yeah.
K2, so solid K2,
out. Oh, sorry, I got it wrong there. Very nice. Ah, dear. Alright, we'll play that Tall Paul versus NXS record in a second.
Good.
Precious Heart one. Never Tear Us Apart sample. Letters to the editor of the current FHM magazine with Sarah Michelle Gellar on the front cover. Seems that Lizzie has started off something here. Do you know when they printed a picture of you? Do you remember? An FHM, right? And they said something about that females on the radio are dogs or something. Or something like that. I can't remember what it says. It says, we should have known better. You make one flippant comment about why female radio DJs are confined to transmitting invisibly, and suddenly you're bombarded with audio admirers trying to convince us that it's a career choice and not because they frighten pets if they're on the telly. So you be the judge in preparation for a forthcoming FHM special, which you obviously must be the queen of. Here's a selection of delicious lady DJs for your viewing pleasure. And keep your ears peeled, and there's nominations rolling in. And what they've done, in my opinion, is put pictures of four separate troglodytes from radio stations across the UK. Mm. So I want an honest opinion. And by the way, we have two ladies in the studio ourselves. So without being sexist, I want the hoes here in the studio to help us out with the rating. Now, number one, this is, it says, so all go radio presenters are a bunch of facially hirsute mingers, are they? Take a look at Roz, from Horizon 103 in Milton Keynes, a picture of loveliness who regularly gets her audience up each day across the country, from John Griff. Now, have a look at her. Marks out of 10 for her? There.
What, me?
Yeah, well, everybody.
Oh, okay, four.
Four, okay, Lizzie.
Five,
that's nine.
That's so sad.
I'm rather partial to Tina Stewart. She's a foxy American DJ who, for the last 5 years, has driven home Londoners on Ritz 1035. What the crap is Ritz?
It's like a biscuit, isn't
that's
it?
That's what I thought. That's almost 11s. That's like a coffee break.
Yeah.
She has driven home Londoners on Ritz 1035. Maybe she's also a part-time taxi driver.
Maybe.
And da-da-da. So there you go. There she is there. There's Tina Stewart. Can you see? I kind of want to cover up everyone else. There's Tina Stewart. See
looks
there?
Looks like Edwina Curry.
Looks like it. So marks for Tina Stewart, Dave?
Five.
Five, Lizzie?
Three.
Oh, dear. Eight. And
I'm not giving.
Why?
No, because it's not fair.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Yeah, come on. Mark her face.
So what, you're going to get four male DJs next?
Well, no. Lizzie screw that. No, I'm just mark her, will you?
No.
No, so she doesn't even get anything from you. Wow. So what did you... You said three and you said five.
Yeah.
So she only gets eight. So you so far, you've put her down as a right pig dog, which I think is even worse.
I should, said that.
Could have at least rated a two, for God's sake. Encloses a picture of Tammy Gooding from Birmingham's BR&B, who should be allowed out of the studio so she can be actually seen. It's only her head, but I have it on good authority. The rest of her looks great, from Paul in Birmingham. Now, she looks like a goofy Nana Cherry, as far as I'm concerned. But there she is there. Mark's out of 10 for her.
Three.
Three. Lizzie?
I can't see her.
She's there.
I'd give her seven.
Oh, 10. And Claire?
No, I told you I'm not going to enter into this competition. Well,
you've already entered in with one score, so I find that a little bit...
I've changed my mind. It's a woman's prerogative.
Really? So, 17 she gets. What did you say? Seven?
Three.
And what did you say?
Seven.
Seven, no,
that's ten.
That's ten, okay. Okay, so, and finally, If you think female DJs are unsightly, check out Emma Wasden from Galaxy 102's Breakfast Show. Not only is she very easy on the eye, but she has one of the dirtiest laughs I've heard. Better still, she's always out on the pee in our local area. From Paul Manning. Now, if anybody's ever seen the TV show Life's and Love's of a She-Devil, contestant number two on the scale there. How many would you give her, Dave?
Four.
Do you really? Lizzie?
She's all right. I'll give her two.
She looks like she's got a tash. Now, there's nothing wrong with a bit of facial hair on a woman, but look.
If she came up to you in a bar, you'd be all over like a rash.
Yeah, covering her face with a paper bag, maybe. How many would you give her out of 10 on pure looks?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
So she gets 11 because you're not going to vote, are you? So the ugliest one there is Tina Stewart, and the prettiest one, it's official, the prettiest girl is Roz, I would imagine.
It's difficult to tear them apart, though.
It's difficult to tear them apart?
Not that came out wrong. You know, it doesn't matter.
It's difficult to
separate
them apart?
You know, well, there's a phrase for it, it's like an expression, difficult to,
to find them attractive, yeah, I think that's what you were saying. As far as I'm concerned, Lizzie wipes the floor with them. You basically got four kind of mediocre looking women, and Lizzie, who's beautiful. Or Claire obviously wouldn't rate you as beautiful because, you know,
zero pig dog.
Yeah, exactly. Would you say Lizzie was attractive, Claire? I'd give her one.
Right.
I believe that link took 8 minutes, and yeah. She finally comes up with a punchline for it after we'd played the record. Right, this is Tall Paul versus INXS. Gorillaz in 19-2000 at Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. This is Comedy Dave.
Hello.
We're back every afternoon from 3. Sorry about the last couple of weeks. We couldn't help it. We needed a holiday. But don't worry, we're back now. It's all right. Don't panic. Friday night, I went down to Big Brother for the last night. Me and Alan went down. And it was very exciting.
You were tarting around with Davina McCall, weren't you?
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly. By the way, Davina might be listening. You can't say the word tart and Davina McCall in the same sentence.
I never said tart and Davina.
You just said it again.
No, but I didn't mean Davina is a tart.
You just said that. That's even worse. You can't keep saying it.
I don't think Davina is a tart.
You just said it again, for God's sake, man. What's wrong with you? Every time you say that, you'll hear this noise. Right?
Okay.
Okay, so say something nice about Davina without the word tart in it.
I think Davina's lovely and not a tart.
See, you done it wrong again. Anyway, talking of Big Brother, hopefully Dean will be on the phone later.
Nice.
Good night, Marge. It's glad to be out of the house. Don't see my girlfriend, I'm saying fragile. Brian is so gay. Basement Jackson, Red Alert Radio. And before that, even Gwen Stefani was Let Me Blow Your Mind. I think Davina McCall heard you say Davina McCall is a tart.
But I didn't say that she's a tart.
You just
don't. I didn't say that she was a tart. I just said the word Davina and tart.
Do you know it again?
In the same sentence.
You can't say that.
Because after that...
See, I'm the one who gets all the hassle.
No, but you see, but I clearly said after that, I said, I think Davina's lovely and not a tart.
You're outrageous. I saw her on Friday night. I saw her rehearsing for the Big Brother final, right? I really don't mean to be offensive or anything, and I really hope nobody takes this the wrong way, but is she pregnant?
Sure, but you've got to be very careful when you say stuff like that.
Well, no, I know.
Because, you know, if you get that sort of thing
wrong... Imagine if she wasn't.
Yeah, because, you know, that's then implying that people are a little, you know, full-figured and they get upset.
Well, yeah. I think she might be.
I'd check it before I said anything.
I might sell that to Heat magazine on the sly.
What, Davina McCall in pregnancy shocker?
I don't think anybody knows. Do you know what I mean? I think people just think she's been doing an impression of me for the past 8 months. Should we do this? Oh, no, we can't do it with it yet, can we? There's a Big Brother quiz we're going to do.
Why can't we do it now?
Because, well, Claire and I have to read the questions out, as long as Claire doesn't mind.
But where's Lizzie?
She's making some teas.
Well,
We can stall until she comes back from the kitchen.
Claire doesn't want to talk on the air. She's like, yeah, stall, that's fine.
We'll just stall.
I'm producer, but I don't mind the lingering on for 10 minutes as long as I don't speak on the air.
She'll be back in a minute anyway.
I'll just sit here and read my text messages.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely wasn't in the last, because she had a boo.
Oh, is that the...
I just got a really nice message from somebody regarding my holiday, so thank you very much for that.
Just one of your celebrity friends. Fens?
Fens. Yeah, it's another tart. I can't mention his name, but he's the biggest tart of all. Dirty fella. We might as well play a record then, you know.
There's
and
no
then
point just sitting here, is there?
No, but we'll have Dane. Dane's going to be on the phone from Big Brother.
Dane
from Birmingham, and he's going to be on the show as well, guys. So we'll talk to him later on the phone. I've got a clip of him somewhere actually. Yada yada yada. What the hell was that? Well, that's my phone beep. Allard was at the press conference on Friday night, okay, BB Allard. And BB Allard's as subtle as a brick, right? And the question he asked Dean was, how do you feel that everybody's perceived you as being boring?
Well, because
B-O-R-I-S.
Being from Birmingham, someone has to be boring.
I don't know if I'm perceived as boring, that's cool. And it's probably not that surprising, a company I was with. If you're kind of considered boring next to these two, that's probably me down to a T.
There you go. I do like that.
Mm.
I mean, he comes out the house, he's never met Alan before in his life, and Alan goes, Dean, hi, BB Alan, how do you feel about people saying that you're boring? And God bless him, he answered it well.
Well, because being from Birmingham, someone has to be boring.
I don't know.
I think it's quite funny, actually. I did a bit of a U-turn on him, but we'll talk to him later on the phone. Lovely Dean is not boring.
Well, because being from Birmingham.
All right, Dean. Did you say that went into the charts this week?
Number 19, I think.
Number 19. New entry, Stone by Stone, Catatonia. So what is this quiz, Lizzie?
Are you the Big Brother brain of Britain?
Wow.
So I'm going to test you two.
How many questions are there?
There's actually 50 questions.
Okay, so how are you going to run it? Are you going to do his question each, or are you just going to buzz in with the answer that
well,
time?
Well, I think first to answer, really.
Hang on, why don't we each... Because it's like multiple choice, isn't it? So we each have to give an answer.
I was thinking, cut out the multiple choice bit and just give me the answer.
Okay.
Okay.
And then if we don't know, you can give us multiple choice clues.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So we're really, really going to test you then.
Yes.
Stop looking.
So what, so we buzz in when we know?
Yep, just say your name.
Okay.
All right, I'm up for that.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, question one.
Chris.
Go on.
Bubble.
That's incorrect. I'm going to hand the question.
Yeah, forfeit.
No, therefore he doesn't get a chance on that, smart ass.
Dave, you can hear the entire question yourself with no interruptions from Chris.
My name is Lizzie. I'm such a kiss ass.
Which Big Brother 2 contestant had Helen been flirting with?
Dave.
Yes?
Paul.
Absolutely. Question two.
Good, aren't I?
For what did Dean set a world record?
Chris.
Go on.
Piling sugar cubes up into a tower.
Correct. Okay, who won the celebrity version
Dave.
Of...
Dave.
Go on.
Three, it was, two, it was Jack one. D.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to ignore that question.
Why?
Because. What... what was the name... of the Christmas song released last year by Craig.
Chris.
Winner of the first series, yes.
At this time of year.
Yes. Paul raised eyebrows in the Big Brother house a couple of weeks ago when he paraded in...
Dave.
He paraded in Dave?
No. He paraded in a dress, like women's kind of gear.
Okay, question seven. Who was the first person to be evicted from
Chris.
The Big... You don't know if I'm going to say Big Brother 1 or 2.
Penny.
Right, you can. which two housemates did Liz pretend to hypnotise?
Chris.
Go on.
Paul and Josh.
That's incorrect.
Can I have a go?
Yes.
Helen and Emma.
You're both incorrect, and Big Brother will get back to you with the correct answer later.
Why don't you have the answer now?
Just tell us.
Are they upside down in the bottom of the paper?
Yeah.
Well, who cares, anyway?
It was...
Who cares?
Bubble and Josh.
No, I don't care. Next.
Right, then. No, we won't do that one.
You can see, this is well-researched, this item, what, isn't it?
What did Narinda use to boost her cleavage?
Dave.
Hmm?
A pair of cut-out melons.
Interesting. Chris?
Well, you know what? I'm quite happy fantasising about that answer, to be quite honest.
You just, like, scoop out the middle.
Which Spice Girl...
Hang on, what was the answer?
It was toilet paper.
Did she read the question again? She what?
What did Narinda use to boost her cleavage? When she was leaving the house, she was shoved toilet roll in her dress.
All right. Well, that's fascinating. Why don't you go through the questions and then mark off the ones that you want to ask and then make a note of the answers, so when you read the question and we go, don't know, you then don't have to reply with, no, I don't know either. Just an idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Bearing in mind, there's two of you there, and you're about as useful as Cafe on the Moon.
There's only one.
No excuses. Okay? Just get it sorted. Just say yes, Chris.
Yes, Chief.
No, just say yes, Chris.
Yes, Chris.
Thank you.
One big Sunday.
When?
One big Sunday.
Spooks and the Chicken Coma Hotel.
No.
Right, Lizzie, have you managed to sort yourself out for this Big Brother quiz?
Yes.
What paper is this in?
It's in the Star.
I had some arrogant fella from the Daily Star at the Big Brother night on Friday. Well, my name's so-so-so-so. Thanks for slugging us off.
Who?
Blah, blah, blah.
I don't even know who you are, mate.
Oh, yeah, you slugged us off.
Okay.
Hell, I didn't know who he was. Some journalist I've never even heard of. Big fat pig that he was. Right, you ready then?
Yeah.
Go on then. Who's in the lead, by the way?
You're neck and neck.
Oh, okay, cool. All right.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Right.
Who visited the house twice to send good vibe messages to contestant Paul?
Who visited the house twice?
Yeah. To send good vibe messages to contestant Paul. Do you want some options?
Yes.
Okay, A, Madonna, B, Tony Blair, C, David Beckham, or D, Yuri Geller?
Dave.
Yeah?
Geller.
Okay.
Wait, is that right or wrong?
That's correct.
Okay. You can't just say okay. You have to say one or the other.
You're a really bad loser.
I'll win anyway. It's so glaringly obvious I'm going to win the court.
Next question.
Yes.
Which of the following was not... I repeat, not said by contestant Helen. A, I probably sound Welsh on the telly.
Dave, that one.
That's incorrect. Chris? Chris,
yes.
We'll continue with no interruptions from Dave. Was it B, is the jelly cooked? C, where's Cardiff? Or D, I like blinking, I do.
Where's Cardiff?
That's correct. She didn't say that.
Right.
Okay, next question. Which of the contestants on the original Big Brother was once a nun?
Dave.
I said Chris.
Ooh, adjudicator Claire, who's first?
No, you can have it, I'm not asked.
Dave.
Ah, it was him.
Chris?
Oh, Anna.
Correct. Okay. What did Chris Eubank request in Celebrity Big Brother? Do you want some options?
Yeah.
Okay. A, a hairdryer, B, an iron, C, a loofah, or D, a dinner jacket?
Chris, a loofah.
That's incorrect, Dave.
Oh, Jesus.
An iron.
Correct. Okay, we've got two more questions.
Right.
Which celebrity offered to pay £50,000 to Comic Relief if Chris Eubank was allowed back into the Celebrity
Dave.
Big Brother house? Yes.
Chris Evans.
Correct. Which pair...
How come there's one question left when you said there was 50?
No, she's like, you know, whittled them down to the very best.
Whittled?
I don't often use the word whittle.
Whittle?
I think in this circumstance...
That's not really down with the kids. You never hear Eminem say, yo, I've whittled down my albums.
I think it's quite appropriate.
Okay, yeah, go on then.
Okay, final question.
Yes.
Which of the former Big Brother contestants are now having a baby together?
Dave.
Yes?
Oh, for God's sake, you're just jumping in.
Claire and the Irish fella.
I need a name.
Well,
Tony.
It's not Tony.
Mick.
It's not.
It's Paddy. Seamus.
Claire and...
Tim.
No.
Tony.
No.
I'm going to have to hand this over.
He's got dark hair.
I know.
What's his name?
Right, Chris, go on.
Claire and Tom.
Correct.
That was it.
Okay.
Give me some of the questions that you weren't going to give us. See if I can get any of them.
What was the name of the game show Nasty Nick went on to present?
Oh, God, that was that awful thing. I don't know. What are the options?
Trust Me, Loser, or Big Brother?
Trust Me.
Correct.
Why do you sniff after every question?
I've got a cold.
Have you got some kind of drug problem?
That's slanderous.
No, it's not. It was a question.
No, I don't.
How can a question be slanderous?
Libelous.
Have I said that you have a major, major checking up heroin problem and every day you come into work with needles coming out of your veins? That could have been...
I'd never have to work again the amount I sue you for.
Yeah, that's right. But because it was a question, you can't get me on it.
Who's won anyway?
Dave.
Excellent.
What were the scores?
Dave got 7 and you got 6 with that extra one, so it would have been 7-5, but...
What you mean? So if you took one off the 6, which was the extra one, you'd get 5.
Oh, hang on a second. So with that kind of theory, if I'd have got 5 more right than him, I'm the winner. Great! So I won the quiz, Dave.
Makes sense now, doesn't it?
Oh, no, hang on a second. No, if you'd have got 15 more right than I would, then you'd be the winner again. Yeah. Well, that was a great quiz,
wasn't it? I'm glad we did that, actually.
Yeah. There are people across the UK now going, I'm so glad the boys are back. Dear. Right, we'll do news and sport next. This is Jamiroquai and Little L. New song from Jamiroquai called Little L.
Radio 1.
Hey, Dave, So Solid Crew are on in a few minutes.
Sensational.
And Shaggy and Rave on with Angel. Here's Carolyn and Arlo with news and sport. It's 4:30.
The government wins a High Court...